The month of May is Lupus Awareness Month. Lupus is a chronic disease that can cause inflammation and pain in any part of the body. It's an autoimmune disease with no known cause or cure. Signs and symptoms include joint pain, rashes, fever, extreme fatigue, chest pain, hair loss, and sensitivity to sunlight. Do you have any of these symptoms? Take the Could You Have Lupus quiz by visiting lupusgreaterohio.org or contact 1-888-NO-LUPUS for more information. Funded by the Ohio Commission on Minority Health.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
I need to find something out. What? I need to work out at night.
That, maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe. But the thing, you have a weird, and I'm sure there's people listening that maybe have this. But like when people talk about trouble sleeping, it's usually trouble falling asleep,
right?
It's like you lay in bed and you can't turn your head off or whatever, but you don't really have a hard time falling asleep, right? You just have a hard time
staying asleep.
Like you said, you woke up at 2:15 in the morning last night and you couldn't go back to sleep.
Right.
I don't know what you do in that situation.
I'm sitting there like, okay, so I'll go downstairs.
What time did you... So you woke up at like 2:15.
2:19.
2:19. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you tried to go back to sleep?
I did, but I'll tell you my issue is this, because I always have to have, and I don't know why, maybe this is the reason why, because I always have to, if I do wake up, have to know what time it is.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Same. Me too. I always look at the clock.
Yeah. Right. Do you try to guess first? Because I always try to guess
but
first.
But I think what it is, because we have this clock, and she has to be turning it off, because some nights it stays on all night, sometimes it's not. It's right on our dresser that's across from my bed, so I can see it.
And you don't have your cell phone in the bedroom?
I don't sleep my cell phone in my room.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, no. We don't sleep.
Good idea.
That's just my clock.
Yeah, we don't sleep.
My phone's on silence, but I just...
Like she has her iPad, but we don't have our phones in our bedroom, right? We haven't done that in forever. Anyway, so I have to always know what time it is. And so I got up this morning. I was looking to see what time it was. And the damn clock wasn't working. So I'm like, damn. Go see what time it is. Click it, 2:19.
Quick question. You got the watch on. Do you sleep with the watch? Okay.
You got to charge it, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I just want to.
Yeah. And so I get up. I'm like, okay. I go lay on the bed. I'm like, okay. I
can't so you go sleep. Back in the bed.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I was just laying there.
Stare at the wall. Yeah. Stare at the ceiling.
Like, I'm about to get the fuck up because I don't want to wake her up with me toss and turn. So
right.
I get up, go downstairs, make sure it stays dark. And then I just sit on the couch. Just sit there. But I want to turn the TV on. And then I'm like, fine, turn the TV on. Xfinity, they do like maintenance every time. And ours is set for 3 a.m.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. And so I'm sitting there. And then TV goes off for like 20 minutes while it's freaking. So I'm just fucking sitting there. In the dark. Like, still haven't touched my phone. I'm like, no, I'm not going to touch my phone or anything. And so by like 4:30, I'm like, well, fuck. I'm up.
Yeah.
Wow. But that's impressive. You killed like 2 hours like that.
Yeah, not doing that. Like went outside. It was obviously it's
it was a nice
morning.
Night.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was a beautiful night.
Yeah, walk around. It was crazy. It's like, God damn, go to sleep, man.
That really sucks.
But I'm never like
that's hard.
I'm never like today, I won't be crashy.
Right.
Because I didn't party that.
Right.
So I'll be fine all day.
Right.
I was like, damn. You gotta figure something out.
Yeah, you do.
I gotta figure something out.
It's more.
But, well, tell me this though, because whenever they're out of town, I sleep.
I don't know.
I don't know why. Maybe it's the responsibility. Worried and you sleep or something. But whenever they're gone, because they'll be gone next week. They'll be gone all next. We got the next. They'll be gone all next week.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably get my best sleep. But that was crazy because I would say during the season I would only get my best sleep on the night before the game.
Yeah,
we're in a hotel. There wouldn't be no distractions.
No, it's funny. I sleep way worse when, and it doesn't happen very often, but when no one's there. Like if they're not there, because it's just so quiet.
I sleep good.
I don't, something about it being too quiet or whatever.
We're on vacation. I sleep good.
Mm. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm a super hotel sleeper. Like you're saying.
Yeah, I'll be knocked out.
I have way better sleep in a hotel. Like I never have issues falling asleep in hotels on trips than, but at home, like it's rough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty good. In general, especially these days, because I know no matter what, I'm going to be getting up at 6:30 every day. Like there's no sleeping past 6:30 just because one of the two of them, if not both of them, is going to be up. Jack was up at 5:30 today. And
does he cry or?
This morning he did. He must have had a bad dream or something because he was screaming. So I went in there and got him. But you can tell, you know, like if they're. Yeah, I could look at him and tell if he's going to go back to sleep or not. And the look in his eye this morning was like, all right, what are we doing?
Yep.
It's like, oh, fuck. All right. Well, let's go out in the living room. Coffee is made. Let's have a cup of coffee. And we want to watch some monster truck videos or something. That's what he's into now. He's graduated
wait.
From the garbage truck videos to like highlights of the Monster Jam.
I can't
Jam.
Wait for you to take him to it.
I can't wait. Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
Dude, all the boys, they love they love their first time I took them. And they make sure I took them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Make sure I took
them. Yeah, I definitely want to.
They
that.
Had a ball. They had a ball. Now, you got my bro. Now, go young because when they know how to ask for shit, you bought the whole damn gift shop.
Oh, yeah.
But no, they love it.
No, we had a good, I mean, outside of the early wake-up call this morning, he had a great morning. We got to get up and watch some monster trucks, and then it was really nice outside. Like you were saying, it was a really nice morning, so we just went on the porch at like 6:30.
Yeah.
And then Home Depot, we had a delivery for the work we're doing this weekend, so the Home Depot truck came by, and the guy had like a giant forklift, like a three-wheel forklift that he drove up our driveway and lifted the decking stuff way up above the fence so it wouldn't knock in anything. It was awesome. I even enjoyed it, but Jack really enjoyed it. He was so fired up.
Are you going to do this whole deck by yourself?
Well, I got help.
Since you turned him down.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, no, Randy's not going
to
help.
I got to go to graduation.
I got a wife and a brother.
Are they, Ryan's helping. Not Ryan.
Mike. Mike. Yeah, Mike's going to cut. So we got all the materials delivered this morning. The dumpster is being delivered tomorrow. My mom's coming over tomorrow to watch the kids after work. So we'll be home around 3 tomorrow afternoon, and we'll demo the deck, which is, again, not all of it. Like, all of the structure is built. Like, the posts and the joists and everything underneath is fine. It's all structurally sound. You're
just taking out what you would walk on.
It's just the surface. Top surface of the deck and the railings and the pergola that they did a really shitty job.
The fuck is pergola?
A pergola is like
it's the deck without a cover.
I looked at Randy for some help.
Well, it's like
not a deck with a cover without.
It's like the high posts with like a little
without cover
cross beams, and it's not a ceiling, but it's like you can hang plants on it and stuff like that. They just didn't finish it when they built it, and so it's all rotted out. So we're basically just taking the surface of the deck off, adding about 5 feet on either side. So I do have to put some support, but I can attach that to the house. I don't have to pour any new footings or anything.
Right. That's the hard part.
Exactly. Right. That's the hard part. So just being able to attach it to the, it's called a rim joist. I just have to extend the rim joist on the house and then attach it to that. It's not going to, unless there's unforeseen rot or termite damage that I don't know about. And I went under the house yesterday and everything looked fine. We're going to strip it tomorrow.
What's the tool you're most looking forward to using
tomorrow?
A piece of equipment at any point,
The thing I'm most looking forward to using is just a fucking sledgehammer.
Yes.
Okay.
And knocking,
that's what I was asking. Yeah.
Knocking that shitty deck down because it looks so crappy.
And
all the work we've done to the house and the paint and the new roof and the gutters and the landscaping, our property really looks nice now. And then we just have this eyesore of a side deck. So it's gonna be really nice to get that done.
Sledgehammer's fun. Post sledgehammer, do we get some nail gun action at some point?
No nail gun. It's going to be all screws. So no
I feel
nail
like
gun.
I would enjoy the nail gun.
Nail gun's fun.
Yeah
nail gun's really fun. They'll got to be careful with the nail gun.
Yes,
you get a little kickback sometimes.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, the nail gun's fun. And then Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not going to be a heavy, like, tool. Probably, you know, like, miter saw, because they're going to have to make some cuts for length. But not.
How close are you to the proper length of the boards you want?
Close. We want them. They want 12 and a half. We ordered 14 footers. Okay. So now what sucks is we're going to have 1.5 foot scrap.
Yeah. That's what
I don't know what we're going to do with all that. You know,
you got a fire area.
I know, but that's an expensive piece of firewood. But like, I don't know what else I'm going to do with it. You know,
the month of May is Lupus Awareness Month. Lupus is a chronic disease that can cause inflammation and pain in any part of the body. It's an autoimmune disease with no known cause or cure. Signs and symptoms include joint pain, rashes, fever, extreme fatigue, chest pain, hair loss, and sensitivity to sunlight. Do you have any of these symptoms? Take the Could You Have Lupus quiz by visiting lupusgreaterohio.org or contact 1-888-NO-LUPUS for more information. Funded by the Ohio Commission on Minority Health.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Well, like we'll figure it out.
Figure
feel
it out.
Like you have to hold on to it.
I can use it probably to make some like raised garden beds or something like that because it is good. It's treated wood, so it'll be a little bit better for stuff like that.
But you do feel
keep it for 3 years and then burn it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like I would feel bad just flat out using it as firewood. But yeah, yep.
The month of May is Lupus Awareness Month. Lupus is a chronic disease that can cause inflammation and pain in any part of the body. It's an autoimmune disease with no known cause or cure. Signs and symptoms include joint pain, rashes, fever, extreme fatigue, chest pain, hair loss, and sensitivity to sunlight. Do you have any of these symptoms? Take the Could You Have Lupus quiz by visiting lupusgreaterohio.org or contact 1-888-NO-LUPUS for more information. Funded by the Ohio Commission on Minority Health.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Did the largest panoramic display in its class help the 2025 Lincoln Nautilus to be named Motor Trend's 2025 SUV of the year? Maybe. Maybe it's because the Lincoln Nautilus offers both a gas and an available hybrid powertrain. Perhaps it's the new Lincoln Digital Experience, available 28-speaker sound system, or second-row legroom that is among the most in its class. Maybe it's a bit of everything. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln. The power of sanctuary. Classes medium, premium, utility. Motor Trend 2025 SUV of the year is a registered trademark of Motor Trend Group, LLC. All rights reserved.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.